Saludamos al presidente del Centro de Desastres del Himalaya. ¿Cuál es la razón de la llamada? Es lejana, pero es grave. Vuelve a temblar en Nepal. El terremoto en el Tíbet. Estamos hablando de varias personas muertas y heridas. Esa es la primera pregunta para el doctor Vishal Nath Upreti. Por favor, Esther, ¿de cuántos muertos y heridos estamos hablando?
Hello, Professor. Good morning, and thank you so much for being here with us today at W Radio.
Yeah. Good morning there, and good evening from here, from Nepal. Yeah.
Yes. Sir, we want to begin by asking, by confirming, if you can confirm with us, how many people are dead and how many people are injured after this terrible earthquake that happened?
Yeah, in Tibet, is very close to the Sigatse, big city, you know, of Tibet, second biggest city in Tibet. 640,000 people, almost 700,000 people live there. It is just about 20 kilometers from Sigatse. It was a big earthquake of 7.1 magnitude, moment magnitude, according to the geological survey of U.S. Geological Survey, and 6.8 according to the Chinese data. And so far, the confirmed dead are 95 and 130 injured, but some of the news agencies have already reported that there are over 100 people are dead. And by the hours, by days, you know, the death toll might go much higher. Yeah.
Pues él prevé que el número de muertes puede... Let me translate that really quickly, please. I'm sorry to interrupt. Yep. Nos dice que a medida de que pasan los días, la cifra de muertos puede aumentar. Oficialmente son 95 los muertos y 130 los heridos, pero ya agencias de noticias reportan más de 100 muertos en este terremoto de magnitud 7.1.
Él está en Katmandú, donde también hay preocupación por los terremotos, los movimientos sísmicos. Esther, en palabras very simple, muy simples, ¿cuál es la razón, cuál es la falla que hay en esta parte del Tíbet, en Nepal, para que sean tan frecuentes los movimientos de la tierra? ¿Qué pasa allá debajo de Nepal que hay terremotos permanentemente?
If you could explain to us in very simple words, what is that geographical fault that is in this area that makes these events so frequent?
You know, Tibet and Himalaya both are highly seismic prone areas, you know, and the Tibet mechanism of earthquakes and Himalayan mechanism of earthquakes are a little different. This earthquake is Tibetan earthquake. It's not the Himalayan earthquake as such, though they are very close to the Himalaya. And here, the fault, most probably it is a normal fault which produced this earthquake where the Tibet is expanding in these areas. Whereas Himalayan earthquakes are big earthquakes which are caused by north-south movement, or let's say the Himalaya moves to the south along a big fault called Main Himalayan Thrust.
Pues nos dices que el origen de esos terremotos que se ocasionan en el Himalaya o en el Tíbet tienen orígenes distintos. Nos dice que se encuentra cerca de importantes fallas de las placas tectónicas que producen estos movimientos telúricos. Nos dice que en el Himalaya pues son causados por movimientos al sur. Eso es lo que produce pues más que todo estos terremotos. Pero nos dice que sí, pues es normal allá que se produzcan con frecuencia este tipo de movimientos.
Esther, ¿cómo es el nivel de coordinación entre las autoridades de Nepal y el Tíbet para la asistencia de los afectados?
What is the level of coordination between the authorities of Nepal and Tibet for all the support?
Well, there are some seismic stations installed by Chinese government, very few of them are running, which was just a few years before they started. And also more collaborations are perhaps on the way in future. But as such, we don't have much of interaction, so to say. Yeah. No, on research aspects of seismology.
Nos dicen que no tienen mucha interacción. Hay una organización del gobierno chino que pues presta más colaboración en los últimos tiempos, pero nos dice que la interacción no es mucha.
Cuando miramos el mapa del impacto de este sismo, pues vemos que de todas formas sí hay zonas en donde puede haber escaladores tratando de ascender algunos de los picos del Himalaya. ¿Él tiene información desde Nepal sobre el impacto que pudo haber tenido este sismo en las nieves? ¿Si pudo haberse dado algún caso de avalancha?
So when we look at the impact of all the area, and well, we can predict that maybe there are some climbers over there trying to hike their way up. Do you have any information about the avalanches that could have happened also in the mountains?
So far, I have no information, but there could be some. In remote areas, which is not reported so far. In Nepal, we have, this earthquake was about 80 kilometers north of the Everest peak, and which is very close by in that standard. And because of that, the eastern Nepal, near that epicenter, south of the epicenter, Nepal was strongly shaken compared to Kathmandu. Kathmandu is quite far away from there. So with that, we have 11 minor injuries, no deaths so far. One in Kathmandu who fell down, or he jumped out of his house, three-story house, so he was injured. Two houses were fully damaged, and about 10 were partial damaged. And near that district of Everest, we have a lot of shaking was there. So therefore, avalanche as such, so far I have no information as such. Yeah, there could be.
Well, Professor Dr. Bishal Nath Upareddy, thank you so much today for your time today at W Radio.
Thank you for having me with your radio station. Thank you.
Al final nos dice que no hay pues reportes o información hasta el momento de algún tipo de avalancha que pueda afectar a algún escalador. Nos dice que el terremoto ocurrió a 80 kilómetros al norte del pico del Everest, está muy cerca, y nos dice que también Nepal está muy cerca del epicentro, pero Katmandú está lejos de ahí, por lo que el impacto es mucho menor.